Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Dalid Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding toward the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bey. So we have our work cut out for us. The Mishnah had said that Schar Avodah B'Yayin Nesach is Asr Bahana'a. You get paid to work with Yayin Nesach. That money is Asr Bahana'a. So the Gemara discusses, what if you have a worker that is hired to be Oker Avodah Zarah, to uproot Avodah Zarah? Does his payment also become Asr? Yasr V'Nachman V'Ulav Avimi Bar Papi V'Yasr Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami Gabayhu. So Rav Nachman Ula and Avimi Bar Papi and Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami together with them were sitting V'Yasvi coming by Lu, and they raised the following Shaila. Scharo Lishbar B'Yayinesech. Let's say a guy hired a Jewish worker to break barrels of Yayinesech, spill all the wine out. Mahu, what about his payment? Can that payment be used? So Mi Amrin and Kivan de Rotsa B'Kiyumo, that since, you know, it's your job to destroy the Yayinesech, so you really want that Yayin Nesach to last long enough so that you'll be able to destroy it. So since you want it to exist, Asr, the payment you get is going to be Asr. Dilma, Kalamute Tifla Shapir Dami. What do you mean? You're destroying Yayin Nesach. That's a great thing. And therefore, the Schar would be Mutter. So Rav Nachman Yishbar V'Tavol of Bracha. Let him keep on breaking the barrels. Take such a job, and he should be gebenched for doing such a thing. Leim Mesayelei. Ein Odrin. We have a Brisa that supports this, because the Brisa says that you're not allowed to, a Jewish worker is not allowed to dig with Ovdik Chavim in Klayim in order to allow the Klayim to grow better, because just like you're not allowed to plant Klayim, you're also not allowed to promote the growth of Klayim. Aval Okr Nimo K'dei L'Mutei Satifla, but you're allowed to uproot Klayim and get paid for that in order to rid the world of Klayim. So Savrua Hamani Rabbi Akiva Yidom Ramakayim B'Klayim Loke. We're assuming this follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that if a Klayim was already planted and you made some sort of fence or something like that around it in order to protect it, you'd get malchus for Klayim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you violate the Isser Klayim because you are Rotsa B'Kiyumam. You are, meaning there is a violation called Rotsa B'Kiyumam of Klayim, wanting the Klayim to exist. And nevertheless, if ultimately what you're doing is ridding the world of Klayim, it's going to be fine. Ditanya, where do we find that Rabbi Akiva has such an opinion? The Brisa tells us, HaMenakish V'Mechapa B'Klayim. A person who takes off, uproots thorns and weeds from around Klayim, Loke gets Malkus because he's promoting the growth of Klayim. And Rabbi Akiva Omer Afa Mekayim. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you just do things to protect the Klayim, but not even to promote further growth. My time to Rekiva, where does Rekiva get this idea from that even being Mekayim Klayim is Nisr? I'm across Sadcha lo Sizra Klayim, in the Elazareh. From the Pasuk itself, I would only know that you're not allowed to plant Klayim. Mekayim Minayin, how do I know even to maintain Klayim? Tamalomar, lo Klayim. That's what the Pasuk says, lo Klayim. It's not exactly what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Behemtcha lo Sarbia Klayim. Sadcha lo Sizra Klayim. The fact that Klayim and Sadcha are next to each other means you could read the pasuk as if it says Klayim Sadcha lo, meaning you move the commas around and it's Klayim Sadcha lo. That having Klayim in your field at all is bad. But apparently, even if we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, to be Memai Tifla, to rid the world of Klayim, is going to make a mutter. So says Gemara, lo, no, there's no raya from that Brisa to Rav Nachman, because it could be Hamani Rabbanani, that the Brisa that allows being paid to uproot Klayim is following the sheet of the Rabbanan, that there's no Isser in being Rotsu B'Kiyuma. The whole tzad to say that you're not allowed to get paid to uproot Klayim is that you are genuinely Rotsu B'Kiyuma. You want the Klayim to last until you get to it to uproot it. But maybe we're following the sheet of the Rabbanan, that there's no violation called Rotsu B'Kiyuma of Klayim. But if that price is following the Rabbanan, why does the Tana have to tell us a heter of Akiras Klayim? You don't need to be Oker the Klayim. Even to work in order to be Mekayim the Klayim should be Mutter, according to the Rabbanan. So it says, Marna Hachamay Skin Konduka Ovid Bechinam. You're working for free. Rabbi Yudi Damar Litin the Hamat Naschinam Aser. That you're not allowed to give them a Mat Naschinam. So Mekra Din, it would be Aser for a Jew to work for free for a guy. So that's what the Brisa is mechadesh, that if it's going to be Mema'i Tifla, you're allowed to work for free, if ultimately it's going to rid the world of Klayim. So the Gemara asks, even if you assume that the Brisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, it's still a riot of Nachman, because Mid Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma the Rabbi Akiva. From Rabbi Yehuda's din in the Brisa, we should be able to discern what Rabbi Akiva's din would be. Lavam Rabbi Yehuda asr litin amat naschinam, aval mutei tifla shapir dami. Just like Rabbi Yehuda generally holds, you're not allowed to give mat naschinam, but if it serves the ultimate goal of being memai tifla, of ridding the world of klaim, you're allowed to. So that Rabbi Akiva nami, according to Rabbi Akiva also, afgav dam Rabbi Akiva mekayim klaim lokal, mutei tifla shapir dami. We should then reason that according to Rabbi Akiva, even though there is generally an isser of being mekayim klaim, but if it's to get ultimately to get rid of it, then it's a good thing. So then there's nothing more to ask. We taka do have a raya from this brisa. So main point number one is, if a Jew is getting paid to uproot, to destroy avodah zarah, even though he wants it to exist until he gets around to destroying it, it is mutter to do that, just like a Jew is being paid to uproot klayim. That according to Rabbi Akiva, being mekayim klayim is aser, but if he's if his ultimate goal is to uproot it, it's going to be mutter. Okay, we had said on daf way back on daf nun dalet amud beis that avodah zarah is tofes dameha, that whatever a person accepts in exchange for avodah zarah, that thing that's exchanged for avodah zarah has a din of avodah zarah. So what about avodah zarah in the hands of a goy? Hodur yasvi kam vaylu, the same group of chachamim that we were just talking about were sitting around and they were asking the following. A guy who had avodah zarah and he sold it and he got money in exchange for it, what would be the din of the money that he has? Does the avodah zarah tofes damim in the hands of the avodah zarah? Meaning, does the din of avodah zarah tofes sistameha, that avodah zarah, the isra avodah zarah transfers over to the money, is that also when a guy sells it? Or no, maybe that's only when a Jew sells it. So it's most mistavra to assume that the idea that the iser transfers over to the money is only true when the Jew sells it, not when a goy sells it. When the proof is because there were goyim that wanted to be megayer and they came to Rabbi Aravua to ask what should they do with all the avodah zarahs. So amaluhu, he told them, zilu zabinu kol madis, who sell it right now before you're megayer, v'su iskayru, and then be megayer. My time, mishum dekasavir demeavel zchavim yarav yichavim mutarin. It's because of this exact idea. If they were to sell it after they're megayer, then it's going to have the status of demei avodah zarah, it's going to be usher. But before they're megayer, when they're still non-Jews, it's not going to take on the status of demei avodah zarah. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya necessarily. V'dilma, maybe the reason that Rabbi Aravua told them to sell it right now is because shayin yasim tekim d'dayti l'giri v'adei betla, that since clearly their intention is to be megayer, so mistama they're doing that l'shem shemayim, so they're having intention to be mevatel the avodah zarah. So that's not even avodah zarah at all, because a guy has the ability to be mevatel the avodah. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll bring a different raya. Ela mehacha, Yisrael shayin nosha bovit chav mana. Let's say a Jew was claiming a debt that a guy owes him, umachra avodah zarah mehevilo, and the guy sells an avodah zarah and pays back the Jew with that money. Yayin nesech vehevilo, where he sells off his yayin nesech to pay back the Jew that money. Mutter, that money is fine. Aval amar lo hamtin liachem kar avodah zarah mevavilecha, but if he says, wait for me until I sell my avodah zarah and then I'll give you the money, yayin nesech, or wait till I sell my yayin nesech, then I'll give you the money. Also, then it's also bad enough. From the first din of the Brisa, you see that if he sold his avodah zarah on his own, he sold his yayin nesech on his own, that money that he gets for it is mutter. Says Mara, but wait, maishan resha, maishan seifa. Why in the seifa of the Brisa was it aser? Because he informed you in advance that that's what he was doing? So Amar Rav Sheish says, seifa mishum dahavale ki rotza bekiyumo. In the seifa, once he told you in advance that he is selling off his avodah zarah or his yayin nesech in order to pay you back, you very much want that avodah zarah and yayin nesech to still exist so that he will have the money to pay you back. Says Marav Chirotz Bekiyumo Ki Agavna Mi Aser. But is it so terrible to be Rotsa Bekiyumo in this kind of case where you're waiting to get paid back? Va'atanan, but doesn't the Mishnah teach us in the sixth parak of Maseches Demai that Ger Va'ovid Chavim Sheyorshu Avi and Ovid Chavim, that a Ger and his non-Jewish sibling, he was Megayer, so his siblings are all non-Jewish, inherit their non-Jewish father, and included in the Yerusha is Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesech and such things, Ger Yochel Omer Lo, the Ger is able to tell his brothers, Tolat Avodzcham Vanimos, how about we split the Yerusha this way? You take all the Getchkas, you take all the Avodah Zarah, and I'll take the money. Tolat Yayin Nesech Vaniperos, you take all the Yayin Nesech, I'll take other Peros. But once it's already, the Yerusha has already been split, and the Ger has already taken possession of the Avodah Zarah, the Yayin Nesech, then Aser, then he's not allowed to switch it for other things with his brothers, because then it will take, whatever he gets in exchange for it, will have the status of Demei Avodah Zarah. So the first in the Mishnah is talking about where the Avodah Zarah has not yet gotten to the Rishos HaGer, so he's able to arrange in advance that he won't get it, and he'll get a Davar Heter in its place. So, but Lechora, in that case, the Ger is Rotsa B'Kiyumo of the Avodah Zarah, because that's the only way he's going to get all of these things that are Heter, that he's interested in. And nevertheless, it's still Mutter. So you see, Rotsa B'Kiyumo of Avodah Zarah, if you stand to benefit, a monetary benefit from the fact that it lasts a little bit longer, is Mutter. So Amarav Baru L'masnisim B'Avodah Zarah M'skalkelis L'fi Shvareha. Now, the Mishnah must be talking about a case where you have Avodah Zarah that's made of gold or silver, that if it breaks, the Yorshim would divide the broken pieces, because they themselves are inherently valuable. So the Ger doesn't care if he's not Rotsa B'Kiyumo of the Avodah Zarah. Rotsa B'Kiyumo of the Avodah Zarah is not okay. He doesn't want the Avodah Zarah to still exist. He's only because even if the Avodah Zarah were to break into a million pieces, it would still have value to the person who has it. So Teinach Avodah Zchavim, according to that, we understand very well why the guy can take Avodah Zarah, why the Goyish brother will take Avodah Zarah and the Jewish brother will take money in its place. But Yayin Nesech Ma'ekel Meimar, how are you going to explain how he's allowed to leave his non-Jewish brother with Yayin Nesech and he'll take Peros in its place? I, isn't he Rotsa B'Kiyumo of the Yayin Nesech? Says, well, no, I'm talking about really Yayin Nesech. B'cheres Hadriyani. It's talking about pieces of pottery that have wine flavor absorbed in them, where it has the ability to flavor drinks. So that's the type of Yayin Nesach we're talking about. So over there, the guy doesn't care if the jug is full or not, because even if it breaks, it could still be used to flavor further drinks by just dropping a piece of the cheres in like an ice cube. So the Gemara asks, whether it comes to Avodah Zarah, where it's Mischalekes Lishvareha, or whether Yayin Nesach, where it's cheres Hadrariyani, that only explains why the Ger doesn't care if it breaks. But Valaros B'Kiyumo Shleignov Shleyavedu, but he still wrote to B'Kiyumo the Avodah Zarah that it shouldn't get stolen, it shouldn't get lost. So we're back to the Stira, we're back to the Kashan Rav Sheshes, who Asers wrote to B'Kiyumo. Ella Amarav Papa, Yerusha Sager Kamrit. You're going to bring me a kasha from Yerusha Sager to Rav Sheshes? Shine Yerusha Sager, Da Kilu Barabanan, Gzer, Shem Yachsu Lekulkulo. We're always extra makel in Yerusha Sager because we're so terrified that he's going to want to go back to being a non-Jew. And in order to prevent that kind of situation, that's why we're makel on Yerusha Sager. So says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Yachi, and we have a Braisa that supports that contention, that we're specially makel when it comes to Yerusha Sager, because Bamed, Varmamurim, when is the Ger allowed to say to his non-Jewish brother, you take the Avodah Zarah and I'll take the money? That's only She Yorshu, that's only when they both inherit their father, Aval Nishtatfu. But if you stam have a partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew, and the Jew says, oh, you take all the Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesech and I'll take the Mutter stuff, that's Aser, you're not allowed to divide it up that way, because the Ger is Rotsu B'Kiyuma of Avodah Zarah in order to be Mekabel, whatever he can get in its place. So it says in the Braisa, if a Ger and a Goy Yarshin their father, they're allowed to take it, because that's a special Kula when it comes to Yerusha. So main point over here, even though a Jew is allowed to be Rotsu B'Kiyuma of the Avodah Zarah that his non-Jewish brother is going to receive, so that he can receive mutter things in its place, generally you're not allowed to be Rotsa B'Kiyumo of Avodah Zarah. Generally you're not allowed to be Rotsa B'Kiyumo of Avodah Zarah. Then another main point that should have been before that is we raised the question whether money that's given to an Ovid Kochavim in exchange for Avodah Zarah is mutter or aser. Does that take on the status of Dimei Avod Zuchavim? And we left that as an Abaye de Loifshita. We didn't have a clear resolution. We had a couple of attempted rayas, but no obvious and clear resolution of that question. So we'll stop there on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll learn Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis.